So we can talk about
this. You said that last time we did something like this, and then I said something. I'm possibly dooming me to never being able to run the public office.
I mean, we just went, compared to me.
Live with that exactly. Is you talking about that? Hey, and welcome to Crippled System, episode 255. My name is Andy, and I play. What do I play?
Master Caster.
There needs to be chaotic waffle.
I play. I don't even know what I play anymore. I play, it's Circle. I got some of those things, and I think I'm playing Butchers. Yes, that's it. All right.
My name is Nathan, and I play Thronebreaker.
My name is Dan, and I play Crucible Guard.
Yay!
And Brewers.
Crucible Guard won ClawCon, didn't they?
They did.
Sweet.
Partly because his opponent didn't know what they did and had to ask too many questions, apparently, and then clocked himself.
I mean, that's basically how a war machine works in general. If you have to say, what does that model do? It's
Damn it, Andy, stop ruining my LCQ tech.
Yeah. If you have to ask that question, you are in the wrong position.
The pint glass was the well of Ouroboros.
That doesn't exist yet.
Well, you know.
So that one is truly a proxy. So yeah. I guess we'll jump into our first discussion. Is we should talk about
that Thronebreaker and Homecoming were released last Tuesday and are now available
for what system? I don't understand.
PC. They'll be coming out for Xbox and PlayStation in 6 weeks, I think, mid-December.
What game is this?
Thronebreaker and Homecoming.
What game is it though?
Gwent.
Oh, okay.
Homecoming is the full out of beta release of Gwent, and Thronebreaker is the Telltale style storytelling RPG game where you play Gwent as your combat.
But Nathan, so you get to overwork your workers and then fire them without severance packages?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I've done similar things in the story because you play as a queen and you can definitely do shit like that.
But Nathan, I heard that what is it? Whatever the new version of Gwent is, shit. Reddit has said so.
Yes, yeah. It's fun watching Reddit react to new things, because it was one day of this is the worst thing. The 4-day PTR was one day of this is the worst thing since the Holocaust, and then 2 days of this isn't so bad, and then the fourth day was like, this is actually pretty good, and then the PTR ended and we had 2 more weeks before it came out, and for those 2 weeks everybody was just complaining that they had to play old Gwent again.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. It's actually been really funny watching this weekend, because it was Red Dead 2, Red Dead 2, Red Dead 2 until 11 o'clock on Thursday. And then when I next checked it sometime on Friday, there was no talk of Red Dead because we were all playing it.
I wasn't playing it, though.
Yeah, but you're not on Reddit either.
You're watching those horses' balls shrink? That's good use of programming time.
I haven't gotten that far and that bored.
Doesn't matter.
Thank God for crunch.
It is.
Doesn't matter.
Why it is program? That. But it is that immersive.
That's not immersive.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Cowboys. Shootouts.
It is a very pretty game.
Yeah.
Just hit, well,
I mean, the amount of programming it took them to move weeds and such when people walk.
Why bother programming shrinking horse balls?
It was probably something that
that
sounds
like that was a late night joke that someone saw and went, that's Rockstar, leave it in.
During their crunch time, they decided, they're like, fuck it. If I'm going to be here late, I'm going to spend 20 hours here programming this.
Or,
and, you know,
no. Whatever. So this is how software development really works. You have to stay late for 3 weeks, but then I'll let you do 10 hours of dumb stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Weird.
That doesn't make or break the game at all.
I didn't say it made or break the game. I just said it's really fucking stupid.
Fair.
All right.
So announcements. War Machine Weekend is coming up this weekend.
That is true.
That is a true statement.
You should come out, hang out with us. Are all three of us going to be there?
Yeah,
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be there late Thursday.
Yep. I will be there early Thursday.
I'll be there at some point on Thursday.
I just have to set up the whole Hobby Lounge. And I also have to make an announcement, too. So with all the classes that we have added there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Hobby Lounge, we added one more class on Thursday. It starts at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. It is hosted by Michael Chili Winters. It's from 4 to 5, is Learn to Drink.
Yep.
And then 5 to 10 is Learn to Drink, the advanced class.
Yep.
And then from 11, because I don't know why he just stops at 10, and then 11 until
Well, he takes
whenever.
An hour break from teaching to have a chance to, you know, relax and drink.
Yeah, and then 11 o'clock is just sleep.
Usually that's when he's sleeping on a luggage cart.
Correct. If you do find a Chili at War Machine Weekend sleeping on a luggage cart, do not disturb him. He is teaching his class.
But correct. Save his glasses.
Yeah, make sure his glasses are in a nice, safe place.
Yes. As in, like, the pint glasses that he's holding. Make sure those are in a safe place.
Oh, t-shirt that just says, don't bother me, I'm teaching.
Yeah.
If we would have known about this, like, months ago, we could have had Carl make him a shirt for War Machine Weekend.
I saw a sign, like, it was some shop that had, like, a pet cat who would sleep on the sidewalk in front of the shop sure. or whatever, and apparently just... Not a particularly young and attractive cat, like it was older age, whatever. So there was a sign propped up next to it that said, I'm not dead, I'm just ugly and sleeping. And it's aww. Like, me too, buddy, me too.
I saw a picture of this dog that was tied to a fence post. It said, concerned. Don't worry, guy, Fry will come back sometime. No reaction?
Well, you know... I was pulling up the, oh, it's like a fucking wombat or something. I'm not dead, just tired and ugly. Let me sleep. Spirit animal.
Looks like a squirrel.
No,
I'm not sure if I loaded it up chat,
it's definitely,
right?
It's a,
it's a cat.
No, it's an Australian something.
It's probably a wombat.
No, wombats don't have that long tail. It's a quokka.
Oh. Oh, okay. And it's also, the wombats are thicker. They're like badger-ish.
Wombats are fat fucks. Yeah. Like when you see a really fat like raccoon waddling around, mm-hmm. wombats are always like that.
I want a wombat. I do.
They poop cubes.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
You can stack them and build a fort.
Like something about their digestive tract, they actually poop cubes.
It'd be like my G.I. Joes if he's shit forked.
What?
Well, I was just thinking about it, how annoying it was to watch commercials as a child in the 80s, and you'd see kids with their G.I. Joes playing in snow, and they'd have like these elaborate landscapes and such like that. It's like when I played with my G.I. Joes in the snow, it was not even remotely like that. It was me trying to maneuver my G.I. Joes with my mittens.
And yeah, but I mean, these are advertising dollars. That was probably a mountain of cocaine.
Ooh. Ooh. That would explain the kids. They're all wired up, all hopped up on something. And it wasn't the joy of playing Joe.
The only correct way that I played with my G.I. Joes was you put their legs together and their arms straight out so they're like doing, you know, this stance. And then you rotate their top half 9 or 10 times so that the rubber band inside their waist twists. Mm-hmm. And then you let go and they helicopter spin. And you do that, and eventually all of your G.I. Joes bifurcate because the little shitty rubber band breaks, and mm-hmm. that's your life now.
Or the little hook that attaches to the rubber band breaks.
Yeah. Yep.
I've repaired many a G.I. Joe.
I never got around to repairing them. I just had many bifurcated G.I. Joes.
Right in the back, there's where you put the backpack piece in. There's a screw, pull that out, and then you could just put a new rubber band in.
Or you wait for my generation just waited, and our action figures had waists.
Yeah, so you can. Well, ours did too. So you could. They could spin.
I don't.
Just had rubber bands to keep their top half on.
Like, I'm not saying it was better or worse. I'm just saying we had them.
So how did your guys rotate? Was it just like a ball and socket, or?
Yeah, they just spun.
Right, but something had to keep.
They were. It was just like a screw in there, kind of thing. So it just could rotate.
Or was like a groove, like on a.
G.I. Joes weren't built that way.
G.I. Joes are round in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Maybe you just didn't helicopter spin them violently enough to break the internal mechanism.
I'm thinking more of the Star Wars ones. They either didn't rotate at all or you could just spin them.
Sure. But the spinning, something had to keep them together. So the only possible thing it could be is like a plastic nub, a plug, and then, you know, the
whip. So if you broke that, it was bad news.
Yeah.
Or Darth Maul.
Hey, he got better.
He did.
I still haven't seen Solo yet.
It's surprisingly not bad, except for the fucking name thing. I mean, there's a lot of eye-rolly stupid things, but if it wasn't a Star Wars movie, slash if you don't give a shit that much about stupid things. It's
an enjoyably bad movie.
It's a fine heist adventure flick. Shrug. Here's my limp wrist up here like this going meh.
It's the Batman of Star Wars or the Battleship of Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's all right. Battleship was better than Solo.
No.
Battleship's great.
Battleship is great.
But well, then why are you knowing?
Because I haven't seen Solo yet, and I haven't been able to judge it. And I think I'll you're judging like right Solo. Here. I think I'll... Yeah, I am.
Like, you're already assuming it's better than Battleship, a movie you like.
I think it will be better than
That's Battleship. Fine. You go watch Solo, and we'll see if you like it better than Battleship.
We should also mention, too, that none of us have qualified for the LCQ.
We're all qualified for the LCQ.
Sorry, we're not all qualified. Wait, hold for on, are you weekend.
Nathan?
Actually, I guess I'm not qualified for the LCQ because I haven't paid for a ticket to War Machine Weekend.
Carl, you didn't hear that.
I'm not going to War Machine Weekend. I am hanging out in a hotel at a table and playing board games with any friends I happen to see.
Mm-hmm.
I am not playing in a single event. I'm not bringing any War Machine models.
You
could
help me with the Hobby Lounge.
If by help you with the Hobby Lounge, you mean play...
Play board games and never
board games
go into the Hobby Lounge? Okay.
I can play board games in the Hobby Lounge.
No, we can't. Well, not really.
Would that be better?
Well, then I can't help you in the Hobby Lounge.
Would that be better or worse than him helping you by not being there?
Yeah, that's what I figured it would happen to be. Oh, by the way, you're helping me at Adepticon.
Last time you told me I was never allowed to help you at Adepticon again.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I say that?
Well, to be fair, that's because you told me I was going to help you. Mm-hmm. And then I showed up to help you with Who's the Boss? And you went, oh, I forgot you were going to help me. And I said, okay. And then I left. I helped you with the first round, and then I disappeared to go drinking with Jay and T-Mage for a while, and then I came back. I was there for round one and round four. I missed rounds two and three, and when I came back...
And there was
back,
a very, very good rant round two.
Yeah.
Which I painted part of a dreamer while listening to, if I remember correctly.
So I see Travis is in the chat. Travis, can you send Adepticon rescinding my... order for Nathan there.
Hey, I just say it was nice of me to tell you. Didn't even remember when I showed up for Who's the Boss. You're like, oh, why are you here? I could have just went to say hi and then left. So you got two rounds out of me. You got twice. You got half an
you
event.
Got a free ticket because of me.
Eh. Not a VIP ticket, VIG ticket, because
you still had to pay for that.
Adepticon's... I didn't get that, because Adepticon systems fucking suck.
Truth.
No, I'm going, Travis. I'm just not helping. There's a difference.
Is there?
Well, I mean, I'm perfectly willing to help as long as there's nothing else to do.
That doesn't involve you making plans the day of.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. I love you, but I see you all the time. So when teammate shows up and says, hey, Nate, I haven't seen you for a year. Here's a luau shirt and a Boba Fett tiki glass. That wins.
Teammate doesn't like me.
I'm sure he likes you fine.
Yeah, it's just I'm usually always running shit when he's running shit.
I'm just saying. I'm not even saying I like teammate more than you. I'm saying that I see you 51 weeks out of the year. I see him 1 week out of the year. So I...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Travis. I'm definitely going. It's just whether or not I have to pay that's at question. I promise to support you that pint glasses don't count as the Well of Ouroboros. I don't care what the shipping fees are.
So War Machine Weekend, that's happening. That's a lot of cool events there. Weekend after that is going to be...
Are you eating one of those double-wide chalupas?
I am.
That looks like the dumbest fucking thing.
It is.
You literally can't eat it.
Yeah, I had trouble with
it. It's a small taco salad.
That's why I made it a taco salad.
Saw it. I'm like, that's the dumbest fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I got it. So
when
I
your entire food design department is like based out of Colorado and high all the time, you get some good ideas and some really dumbass ideas.
So I just wanted to see if I could win a Xbox.
No entry required.
But it's entry right there is required.
It's not required.
Yeah, it's not required. I would have to send something to them. That's the entry required.
Yes, you would have to find a stamp.
Yeah.
Not even. You can probably do it online.
No, you have to do it by mail.
Taco Bell.com/Xbox for official rules and details on how to enter without a purchase. You think the detail center, without a purchase,
it's usually send a self-addressed stamped envelope to blah, 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 blah.
Which, in cleaning my room, I found an entire book of stamps. Yeah. So,
well, there you go.
$5 richer.
I mean, are there forever stamps? They might be even more.
They are forever.
A book of stamps would be $10 because it's 20 stamps in a book.
It lets you know the last time I bought stamps.
RoccoBell.com doesn't load. Let's try Taco Bell.
That would be amazing. I'm at a restaurant called Rocco Bell.
Like, I want to see if that domain is available.
Yeah, if you do buy it, point at the crippled system. I'll make a redirect for it to point to just us in like lights and dancing to Taco Bell theme music. That'd be amazing. I love Rocco Bell.
Rocco Bell. Rocco Bell.
Oh, my good Lord.
Without a purchase, online code request. That exists. You can get one online. Or you can mail it in. There are three different methods to get a code. Buying a box, mailing it, or online.
Jim has brought up a very good point in chat. He says that Rocco Bell should have a wombat as its mascot.
Yes.
With a dumped over trash bin with tacos. That would be Rocco Bell.
Is that how you respond it, or for now?
Yeah, it was Rocco Bell. I just put an R instead of a T.
Only $61 a year. That's actually Rocco not Bell. Even that bad.
To for, own Rocco Bell?
Yeah, for that close to a major brand name. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Is it available, or is it you have to back order it?
I don't know. GoDaddy says it's available.
Yeah. There you go. You
can have Rocco Bell. I'm not clicking any further because that site's awful, but...
But, yeah.
They're a good place
to look see the Rocket City Trash Pandas logo?
No, but I've heard of the Rocket City Trash Pandas, and I was very excited because I love Trash Pandas.
This morning or last night, they unveiled their logo, and it is a trash can like that is a rocket, so like it's shooting fire out of it, and the like raccoon's like sticking his head on the top of it. Yeah, I'll see if I can Google it.
That's amazing.
Where the fuck can I get this uniform? What, they're a soccer team, or what are they?
I mean, you know, come...
What is the Rocket City Trash Pandas? What are they? Is it a baseball?
The Rocket City Trash Pandas. There's the logo, baby!
Oh, my God.
They're a baseball team.
I love baseball now. Oh, my God. That is the best. Holy... How is that real?
That's the second best sporting logo I've ever seen. Oh, you already got it.
The other one, I really like the Flyers. The That's Philadelphia fair. Flyers new mascot. He's pretty awesome.
The best is it sports
like
Rifty logo
or something like that. What's his name?
Oh, Gritty. Yeah. I love how the far left has embraced him as like the Antifa mascot, and they just like clips of him like beating up Nazis and stuff.
Gritty.
Gritty. The yeah.
And just look up the Philadelphia Flyers.
I mean, yeah, Gritty mascot gets you there, but he's just this terrifying.
Got it. Yep. Yeah.
He looks like a Sesame Street reject. Sorry for eating my tacos.
Yeah, that's terrible of you. You're a monster.
I ate my just giant messy burrito before I showed up.
Me too. Seriously, though, look at that shit.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, look that's the that. Only good thing about the Admirals.
And it's not even that anymore because they changed it to a generic fucking shitty logo. But that is a skeleton pirate playing hockey using its own severed leg as the hockey stick.
I mean, that's pretty cool, but it doesn't exist anymore, that logo?
Well, this the is Admirals one logo ago. Trash. They have changed to that.
That's actually kind of cool.
I mean, it's cool. It's a skeleton pirate, but I love the cartoony.
Yeah.
That guy's great.
Yeah, it's like the New England Patriots should switch back to the guy that's, you know, the Patriot that's about to hike the football.
No, the Patriots can't have anything good. We need to all just hate them and move on with our lives.
Yeah.
I also love their really old logo that's basically just Captain Crunch on ice skates.
Sure, sure. I would agree with... I mean, it bothers me that there is no Wisconsin NHL team.
Yeah, like, meh.
Yet Florida has one.
Yeah. I mean,
come on. If your fucking lakes don't freeze over during winter, you should not have a hockey team.
I mean, maybe we just take that for granted. I mean, I don't. But
no. Like, no. If your lakes don't freeze over, I mean, like I agree with California because California actually does have lakes that freeze over. They're just way up in the fucking mountains.
But at least they exist.
At least they exist, you know. But Florida, I mean, that's just like one.
Like Florida Man probably just threw an AC unit in there and like had the freon leak. There you go.
Florida Man. He's all over the news. All the time.
Oh, Florida actually, Man. Speaking of which, there was an amazing post on the Reddit Florida Man thing that, reminder, the MAGA bomber is not Florida Man. Stop posting this shit.
Ooh, Milwaukee Admirals baseball cap with that old logo.
But it's not happy shenanigans or
normal
local paper shenanigans. It's
to be fair,
evil
plenty of Florida Man stories involve like fatalities and violence. Like this
correct, but those
time.
Are like local paper shenanigans.
Correct.
Not I mailed bombs to two former presidents shenanigans.
Right.
Well, it's a lot more than that too. But yeah, no, I understand.
Nick mentioned the fighting banana slugs. Those are from Slippery Rock. Slippery Rock banana slugs. Good times. Just saying. Sorry. Yeah.
That trash pandas, though. I mean, that's...
If only it was from the right Madison.
And it's Madison, too, isn't it?
Madison, Alabama.
Oh, is it? I just know it's Rocket City.
I was very excited for a second.
It was Madison Trash Pandas.
Yeah, I was excited for a second, but then I'm like, oh, it's Alabama.
We could change that AL to a WI.
I mean, everything's possible with the power of Photoshop.
Well, if we get a good image of it, we could have the Wisconsin or the Madison Trash Pandas.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I do what I want.
I will buy that jersey. That is easily a good $50-$60 of my money wasted for a good cause. It's like I'm upset that I never bought the XFL when that was around. It's supposed to be coming back around again.
Why?
But the XFL, when they had the Chicago Enforcers in, and it just had a Chicago Enforcers, it just is a really cool name. I wish I would have bought a jersey for that.
Before they became collector items?
Yeah. But the XFL is supposed to be coming back. Interesting.
That's a sentence.
Yeah, why?
Vince wants to run it clean this time without advertisers.
I mean, that
how
too,
do you run but, anything without advertisers?
Well, I mean... Badly. Basically people that are basically pulling the puppet strings, and that's kind of what was.
I mean, isn't that his whole shtick?
Well, no. I mean, like his.
He wants advertisers to give him money, but have no say in how it works.
Correct.
Yeah. So no, that's not how things work. Like
NFL does it every week. Nike doesn't get to say what NFL does or doesn't do.
I'm sure that depending on the size of the advertiser, they have some sway over the things that happen.
They do.
Yeah. They do.
All right, so then we should probably talk about the second event that's in here. Continuing the announcements, because we keep on...
Log it.
I don't know where it is.
It's under your napkin.
Announcements is just going to be one giant block anyway. That's just how it works for me. I don't...
It should be announcements and more announcements.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, sorry, announcements, tacos, announcements.
It's announcements. Just write announcements, tangents, announcements, tangents, announcements, tangents. Just keep writing that like 9 times.
And then
just photocopy that, and we're good.
Announcements.
Oh, what episode was this? 254?
Yeah,
255.
Tangents, tacos.
Not prime.
The Warrior is not going to be able to stand up on his own there. What are you doing?
Getting a pen out of my pocket.
No, I thought you...
What the fuck did you... You panicked.
I did.
What did you think I was going
to
do?
I thought you were going to do something to the Warrior.
Why would I do that?
Flashbacks of Brian without pants.
Exactly.
I'm not Brian.
Do you remember the story of Vote? What are you doing?
I need something to write on.
Fuck, I got a whole tablet right here.
Yeah, but you're using the top sheet. I don't want you to have to tear that off and then get another sheet.
There. How am I going to seal up my box now for my half feet and double chalupa?
Your code's right there. You're all good.
Okay.
Oh, thought...
But I don't know what number to text it to. I'm missing half of it.
No, there's nothing on here. Yeah. Oh, I see. You're missing half the number. There you go. There you go. Right. There's Thanks. Your texting number.
Did you ever hear about Brian's story when he went to... Here, hold on. Let me just cross off announcements and write down tangent.
Tangent.
Tangent Pancake Cafe. So when we went to go eat at Pancake Cafe one time, Brian, you know, we get done eating at Pancake Cafe and we just start talking. So, but before we went up to pay the bill, because it's one of those restaurants you have to go up and pay it at the register, Brian just nervously ripped his entire bill up into 1,000 little pieces. He just, as he's just sitting there talking, just he's like, just fidget ripping the whole thing. And then as we're about to get up, he's like, oh no.
That had to be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, well, I think he just got a second bill, but it could have been worse. So the other announcement is GameholeCon is happening. And one of our great people in Madison is running pretty much all the events over there, Rick Way. This is the week after War Machine Weekend. So if you don't go to War Machine Weekend, you want a place to go, come up to Madison, check it out. Or if you do go to War Machine Weekend, it's only the second week. And it's fairly cheap. It's an awesome venture. Mm-hmm. Not only just for War Machine Hordes, but for a lot of role-playing experience.
It's little Gen Con.
Yeah, it's Gen Con before it left Wisconsin.
Yep, before it got dumb.
Yeah. What are you? Were you doing math
on the
Taco Bell box?
Yeah, I don't think 255 is happy.
Okay.
Speaking of prime numbers, I discovered that there are
speaking of happy numbers.
There's illegal prime numbers.
Illegal prime numbers?
Yes.
Like, as in you are arrested if you say them?
Someone
Do you get detained at the border?
Potentially. So what someone did is they took a DRM circumvention program for DVDs and hashed it through basically every possible algorithm until it spit out a prime number.
Okay.
And they're like, here, this is the zip file for this DVD cracker as a number. Because it's a number, so it's legal. So here's a shirt with it printed on.
Sure, gotcha. It's the actual code, mm-hmm. right?
Ah.
Well, all right then.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and that's the thing with numbers are public. Like, you can't copyright a number. So, in theory, because of the existence of hexadecimal and whatnot, any text can be converted into digits, which means you can take copywritten text, convert it to non-copywritten numbers, and then that is legally distributable. But in you're really.
If it's just a straight conversion, the arrangement of said numbers is still protectable. But if you hashed it, yes. Yeah. In a reversible fashion, you could do it that way.
Right. So it's weird.
Because
weird,
that's wild transformational. Stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Copyright law is dumb and confusing.
So is a double chalupa.
It was tasty, though.
Yeah, it was a taco salad.
The insides of it was taco salad-ish. It needed more sour cream.
It's a taco salad in a pita.
I realized when I was sitting in, because
everything needs more sour cream.
So, okay, I think I went to the same Taco Bell you went to last week. Is it the Taco Bell that's over here?
By Menards? Or yeah. That's where I went last week, yes.
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 So I went there this week. I got there at 5. I didn't get my food until about 5:25.
Sure, yep.
And I used their automated system. Had I not used their automated system, I would probably be there still. Because I don't think anybody came up to the counter except for to hand off food for people that ordered it through the online thing.
Well, you know.
Yeah. It was okay.
You survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got a weird taco salad.
I got a weird taco salad thing, and on the side, I decided to get 2 soft shell tacos in case that taco salad thing was shit.
How are you supposed to fucking eat that? Like, without taco salading it. Like, you can't eat that.
Breading is, I mean, not that.
Oh, yeah, chalupa breading is also inevitable.
Ran food since the Double Down.
Yeah.
No,
Double Down is smarter than this.
It's good, and it's better for you.
Sure, but as far as just being psychotic, it's it's an insane thing.
Like, well, I guess technically...
Are these just bean burritos?
It can't just be a bean burrito. There's lettuce in there. Do you mean tacos? Is that a soft taco?
That's a soft taco.
So it just it looks just, like it does, they skimped on the beef.
They really skimped on the beef because all I'm tasting is just flour or just the flour tortilla and...
Iceberg lettuce.
And lettuce.
Yum.
Where's the beef?
Yum.
I forgot to get hot sauce, too. I'm all sorts of fail tonight.
So continuing announcements.
People are angry about Brenos. I saw on the internet. I think it was Brenos. Was it Brenos or somebody else? What's the other thing?
Him up?
You need to be more specific.
What's the thing people are angry about?
Life, the universe,
same old CID thing.
Same old con. So there is a Caster Draft on Friday, Extreme Colossal Wrestling Friday night, Steamroller on Saturday, Iron Kingdom's Fools Rush in on Saturday, and possibly more. Company of Iron Keep Assault on Sunday, which is pretty awesome because Rick runs a big giant Keep
Assault. The Keep event is amazing.
Yep. He's got great. This is also the reasons why you need to come to Game Holcon.
Also, prizes. The Steamroller on Saturday. The grand prize is a full Minions Theme Force box.
Jesus.
Ooh.
That's pretty awesome. It's like a $150,
$200? $200.
Yeah. You also get to meet other artists because the one awesome thing about Game Holcon is. If you are a designer and you are invited to the event, you aren't just expected to sit behind a counter and just have people come over and you know, you sign autographs and that. No, you are expected to actually run events.
And not even a designer or something. Like if you're an author who's a guest there to just normally you would just sit at a table and sign autographs at any other convention. Yeah. GameHoleCon says, okay, Mrs. Author, you get out there and you play some board games with people. You play some D&D with people.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, you get to have a chance to go and have. I think all of his stuff is already sold out. It was sold out like probably Ed's when it was stuff, announced.
Like you blink and it's sold out. But yes, you could get into games with Ed Greenwood or what the fuck is his name? There's a whole bunch of big name people, but like Ed's been showing up every year because he's like, this is so cool, I'm coming back.
Yeah, which we had him on the podcast about 200 episodes ago. It was a long time ago that we had
the high water mark of Crippled System.
Yep. Yeah. Also, when we got rid of Jeremy and Katie. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that.
Hashtag shots fired.
The vendor hall is supposed to be bigger, and it's right here in Madison. It's affordable, free parking, low cost, low event cost, blah, blah, blah. Yay, Game World Con. Come see it. It's awesome. So do we want to talk about, what do we want to say? Do we want to talk about CID next? Because the circle got released on Friday.
It did,
which is a nice surprise.
It made Europe angry. I support it
because it was right before one of their big
events.
During
ClogCon.
It was during.
Oh yes, ATC is coming up in January.
Yep, ATC.
Show up.
Yeah,
ATC. Good times.
Automated teller, time caller.
Automated teller time caller
machine.
Machine. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what ATC stands for.
Why are we promoting that then?
The ATC still spots looking good. Everybody's welcome. We love you all. And by everybody's welcome, I mean anybody who lives in the continental North America, South America. Some people say Central America, but that's part of North America, but that's fine. Any of the Americas or any province or territory held by any country located primarily in the Western Hemisphere.
Except Canada.
Canada's welcome. Also, change from the previous 2 years that I want to make sure we are stressing because it is a big change, and I'm not sure we've stressed it enough, is in previous years, if the first place team was from the United States of America, that team got the United States one of the United States team positions for the WTC.
Mm-hmm.
That was the prize given to us by the American WTC committee.
That was from the partnership.
Yes.
It wasn't given to us. Whatever.
Yes.
It's a mutual beneficial relationship.
We weaseled it out of them.
Anyway, now this year it is instead the highest ranking team that is from the United States of America gets that prize. So if.
Who is willing to have at least three team members go?
Sure. Yeah. That requirement is still there. The important change is the fact that if Canada gets first place and Venezuela gets second place and another Canadian team gets third place, so on down until seventh place is the highest ranked United States team, that seventh place team would still get the prize.
Okay.
Now, that being said, if America is finishing like 15th in the field in future years when we have more different countries coming, I think there's a point where the United States World Team Championship Committee might say, hey, you guys suck. We're going to yank this. So still encourage Americans to fight to get high. But the point is,
We do. We do. We have so many states that,
that are fighting for the right to get high. Yeah. But the point is, there's no more Dream Crusher, right? If America gets second and Canada gets first, the American team still gets that prize. So you still want the pride of the event to get as high as you can, but that prize is separate.
That bug.
It was not a bug. It was a feature. I was okay with the concept of the Dream Crusher, which is why it was there in the first place. But we are trying without the Dream Crusher this year.
I thought it was specifically WITC was... Because the team what? That got top WITC was...
Was what?
Was it? Never mind. Am I thinking something wrong? I'm stupid.
The top placer in the WITC got a free pass to the ATC. The top placer to the ATC gets to represent America at the WTC.
Ah. Now I got it. I thought they were the other way around.
You thought that the best Wisconsin team automatically got to go to the international stage.
Yes! That's how it should happen.
Well, if that top Wisconsin team also wins the America's Team Championship, that is what happens. Okay.
So two Canadians and a Colorado guy.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. Two Canadians and a Colorado guy. So yeah, actually there is no way that the winner of the WITC will represent America at the ATC.
Oh.
Well, Sung might, but.
Are they splitting that team up?
I don't know.
The three people, because it was a three-person team for the WITC. Are those three people on the same team with each other in the ATC, just with two additional people? Or did the Colorado guy split off into a Colorado team?
I don't know. I don't do scheduling. I just write the pack.
He has the right to be high, though.
That is true. So ATC, I understand, you know, they're coming up, and there's the WMW, that's what War Machine Weekend comes out, is this weekend, so that's what everybody's focused on. But after War Machine Weekend, get hype, ATC. I'll start pushing hard. Careful. Jesus. You punch a box and then throw up in your hands, and what's going on here?
It's all good. Doesn't smell good, but it's all good.
Well, you keep it over there.
Anybody want a free taco?
No.
Not anymore, I don't.
No, that was in their, your realm.
I ate my La Bamba with pride, but there's no more room.
Yeah, and I just had Taco Bell myself. And, of course, when you eat Taco Bell, they give you far too fucking much, so.
Yeah. I still have one more soft shell to get through.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, right, because you got the box, and then you got two additional soft shells just in case.
Just in case.
Sure.
Just in case. I wasn't sure if it was going to be good or not. And
you're still not sure.
Oh, yeah, it should be definitely dress warm for the ATC because it is going to be in, is that the end of January?
It's going to be January in Milwaukee. It'll probably be a little chilly.
A little bit. So Chad is asking if Monsterpocalypse will get a competitive scene to compete with ATC. I mean, depends on how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's still too early.
Still have to wait for all the factions models to be released.
Oh god, am I gonna be able to buy Martians at War Machine Weekend?
Potentially. JR has posted pictures of painted stuff for the case, so you're gonna get to see them at the very least.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to mention the amazing speed racer event.
Okay.
We have a speed racer.
Nope,
speed
too late. You forgot to mention it. If you mention it now, you didn't forget to mention it. You just delayed mentioning it.
Speed racer speed painting contest is happening Saturday night at War Machine Weekend after judging is completed at 10 p.m. Signups will happen at the site. So if you want to get into this competition, there's only 12 people allowed in it.
Speed painting?
Speed painting.
Do they get to know what they're going to paint, or are you going to just give?
Nope.
You're just, here's a model, go, go, go.
Here's a model, here, go, go,
Everybody's getting the same model, right?
Everyone's getting the same model.
What do I need to bring?
What do you need to bring for it? If you don't want to share brushes or anything like that, make sure you just bring your own.
Can I just, hoard the brushes?
You can't take all the brushers.
All the brushers.
All the brushers. No, but if you want to have your own brush. Wait, is he here?
No, that was the Irma Gerd meme girl. Oh, Irma Gerd Bershes.
I thought we had a Bershers. Visit from somebody who got deported in 2016.
I do a poor impression of him.
But yeah, so we'll have a speed racer in the background, and then you'll have to put up by all of what the judges are going to have you do.
Is speed racer the timer? Do they have speed racer to paint?
Speed racer the movie is going on in the background.
I understand, but is that the time? You're going to hit play on speed racer, and when that checkered flag swirls and puts you into a coma, is that when they're done?
If we could maybe double time it, because the movie is 2 hours long.
How long do they really get?
It was about an hour.
Oh, you're only giving them an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just play it double speed.
Like, we could do a double speed. That would actually be kind of a really...
trip.
It would be trippy. Oh, that movie is already trippy.
I mean, I support that mostly because that will probably be less distracting for me.
Yep. Slight recommendation is do not use recreational things while watching Speed Racer.
Or do.
I have a follow-up recommendation. Do recreation. Oh, my Lord. Do some shrooms and watch that final race scene in Speed Racer. Woo!
Joe Rogan's talking about always sitting in like his quiet tubs like that, where you just let your mind do that. Our podcast, we talk about just do some shrooms and watch Speed Racer.
Did you watch Joe Rogan's most recent Netflix special?
Yes, I did.
It's just topical with the woo thing, because he was talking about wrestling. He said, who out here is a Ric Flair fan? And like the whole audience just goes, woo! And he's like, see, we didn't rehearse that shit. You just know.
Yeah. So I guess we have a couple things we could talk about. We could talk about the circle stuff, and we could also talk about Bahi Europe.
I'm still up for talking about the podcast alignments.
Podcast alignments? Oh, yeah. So yes. Somebody, I don't know who it was. Oh,
man, why did I close it?
Yeah, you closed it.
It's that one guy.
Yeah, that one guy who did the thing.
Yeah, no, who gives a shit about him?
Hold on, but it was kind of cool. I mean, they made up a podcast alignments. Unfortunately, Muse on Minis was left off the list.
That's because they don't exist.
They broke up. And like all epic breakups, the sides are not necessarily as good as the original whole.
So let's see.
Let's say the same thing about Crippled Systems. We lost like half of our starting roster.
Yeah, but we're still here. At worst, we're Guns N' Roses.
We're Menudo.
We could be Menudo, but think as though there's two original members.
That's true.
So, we could be Kiss? Yeah, we're Kiss! We're Kiss! That's it!
I assume I'm Gene. Well, who are you?
I would have to be Paul.
Yeah, you're Paul Stanley.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm Gene Simmons.
Well, you're the asshole then? Yeah, okay, yeah, you're the asshole. See, everyone loves Gene Simmons. No, that's not the case. And so, okay. So,
I'm the inexplicably popular asshole. Like, I think the analogy works pretty well. That's why I jumped right on it.
Yeah. So then who's Dan replacing then? Is he Ace? Is Brian our former Ace Freely? And Dan is just our Ace now?
Or is this like, yeah, I don't know.
Does that make David the replacement for Peter Criss?
For Jeremy? No, the thing is...
I agree with Taubeast that we lost... I mean, you know, we upgraded.
Taubeast wants to talk Monpok. I will talk Monpok, but I will be better able to talk Monpok in a week. Because if I can buy some Martians on Saturday and assemble them while playing board games and then play Monpok Saturday night /Sunday, I will do that.
Yep. I'm taking my Monpok with me, and that's what I'm going to be working on in the
lounge. None of those are Martians.
None of those are Martians, but there is some Cthulhu in there.
Lame. Dumb. Stupid. You're dumb, stupid. Lame. Stupid. Dumb, stupid.
Read the chart.
I mean that in a good way.
I'm going to cry.
I don't mean that in a bad way. Bless his heart.
Well,
you can say after anything mean and not be... You can get away with it.
Oh, he's the salt of the earth.
So, no, you'd be like, that guy's a fucking idiot. Bless his heart.
that's like the...
My cousin's fat as fuck. Isn't that I don't mean that in a bad way. It depends on if you're a southern woman or East Coast guy. Yeah. Which of those two phrases you use.
At least you chose the proper faction, too, for if you're taking Martian Menace.
Yeah.
Which is the Destroyers, because those are the best, because they're like the only good defenders on there.
Terracon.
Is the Pterosaurs.
Well, yeah, the human defenders are lame, right? But when you get monkeys and dinosaurs, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. But currently you just have humans and anime humans.
Yeah. Yeah. I do not like Shadow Sun Syndicate. They're just...
the Weeaboos.
They're the worst...
Yeah, you have Godzilla movie humans and anime movie humans. Those are your two choices. Is Mechagodzilla or Neon Genesis Evangelion?
But is it Godzilla 98?
Yeah, maybe. God, Godzilla 2000 has one of my favorite endings of any movie ever.
It's been a while since you can see Godzilla 2000.
It's great. Because, like, Godzilla's coming up and, like, wrecking shit, and then the alien mothership comes and starts wrecking shit, and then Godzilla fights the alien mothership and destroys it, and the humans are like, hooray, we're saved! And then Godzilla's like, welp, done with that fucker, and starts wrecking shit again. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're not saved. He's still Godzilla.
Roll credits?
Yeah, and then legit roll credits. Like, there's the big fight scene where Godzilla saves them from the alien invaders, and then he's like, hooray, I win this fight, and just starts wrecking Tokyo. And then the movie's over.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Like I said, legit great ending.
I am surprised I do not own it yet, but man, the whole sequence where the army decides to throw B-2 bombers at Godzilla.
That's Shin Godzilla, not Godzilla 2000, but yeah, Shin Godzilla.
Oh my God. Both sequences in there where they decide to bomb Godzilla are probably some of the best sequences I've ever seen for a Godzilla
Jim
film.
In chat mentions that the U.S. Godzilla film is officially Godzilla canon, and that's true. The creature in the U.S. Godzilla is just named Zilla. Yep. And the fun trivia there is that in not Destroy All Monsters, but the more recent one, the film where Godzilla fights literally every Toho monster, Zilla's the one that dies the fastest.
Yeah.
He's a bitch.
It's not bad, but that thing has got, like, so if you're looking at D&D stats, that thing has its stealth level all the way to the max.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, that thing is like, oh, it's here destroying things. All of a sudden, where the fuck did it go?
Right?
Yeah, it's... We watched the Broderick Godzilla.
Yeah, it's like any halfling. It's just a Godzilla halfling.
Yeah.
It is. It just disappears. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's sneaky.
It is. Very sneaky.
It's a sneaky monster.
Never
sneaky
fucking kaiju. Understood how that thing was able to hide that quickly. Sneaky kaiju. That easily.
It's so dumb. Like how they tried to cheat to give it like fire breath attack by just having it breathe towards a flame that was already there and blow the fire towards some people. It's like, just have them either breathe fire or not breathe fire.
I think they were really trying to pull real.
Just don't finish the sentence.
Just don't have him breathe fire, right?
I think they were trying to pull more of a realistic style version of Godzilla, which
that like, sentence again,
it's just a fucking oxymoron statement.
Like, I'm kind of okay with that. Like, it is an oxymoron statement, but I'm kind of okay with it. But at least then have the balls to not try to eat your cake and have it too, right?
Correct.
If you're just making a big monster, then don't have it breathe fire. Once you're going to have it breathe fire, just have it breathe fire.
Right.
Come up with a bullshit reason it can do it. Like, it even was still radioactive.
Yeah.
But whatever.
And you don't need raptor babies running.
Fucking, yeah. Well, Jurassic Park was popular, so.
Yeah. Yep. Gumball machine. That stops all baby Godzillas.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard.
I mean, we got a really good Robot Chicken episode out of that, so.
That's true. It was pretty good. And we'll eventually get that sequel that the end credit sequence really hints at.
No.
I don't even remember an end credit sequence. Oh, no. That was the fucking... That was the King Kong fucking ending.
What?
Was it?
No, that's a different Godzilla movie. King Kong references a Godzilla movie.
No. No, it's the other way around. Godzilla gets trapped up in the London Bridge things and then ends up dying,
yeah,
where his heart, you know, slowly stops, which is a ripoff of King Kong.
Okay,
I mean,
what?
Like, yes, rips off King Kong.
Sure, but that's not the end credit thing, because Godzilla dies.
Okay, okay.
And they blow up Madison Square Garden and kill all the Velociraptors. Mm-hmm. But in the end credit sequence, there it zooms in and like in a fucking. How did Godzilla lay a goddamn egg in a janitorial closet and close the door? Whatever. The point is, there's one fucking egg that's like in a closet that they missed, and it hatches, and a raptor comes out. And since it's asexual reproduced, that means there can be infinite Godzillas. And yeah, but instead, the movie failed, and we didn't get another one. Actually, the movie succeeded, but we still didn't get another one, which is kind of weird.
Is that Godzuki?
Yes, it should have just been Gensuke. Fucking Gensuke. God damn it. You just have to, you have to appreciate those 20 years of Godzilla as being shitty fun. Oh, okay. I didn't watch the animated series. If that one Godzilla was the Godzilla that was in the animated series, then okay.
Should have been Gensuke, because it was baby Godzilla.
Yeah.
All right, so the bracket.
Oh, well, it's not. It's an alignment chart.
Alignment chart, sorry. Oh.
Somebody with too much time on their hands made an alignment chart of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I don't know.
We have multiple people disagree with our placement.
Basically, two of the podcasts want to trade where they are. Yep. Because this person has Chain Attack as lawful good.
Yep.
Tactical Tips as neutral good.
Because they're actually useful.
And Dark Guidance as chaotic good.
Because they're Australian.
They have the meta as lawful neutral.
Fully, it's Keith and Jay. They cannot be classified as good.
Correct. They have fully boosted as true neutral. And they have combo smite as chaotic neutral. Then they have us as lawful evil, battle driven as neutral evil, and dominate for two as chaotic evil. So both I and somebody from Dominate for Two say that we should be switched. I have also heard that Dark Guidance, who are chaotic good, and Combo Smite, who are chaotic neutral, should be switched.
I could see that one as well.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, lawful evil, if chaotic lawful was a thing, I would go for that. But
I don't
it
know.
Isn't a thing.
Are we organized enough to be lawful?
Or no, just too cowardly to break the law?
I mean, at least what I would consider lawful is basically we don't bash. We don't bash other game systems. We don't bash the game system that we're talking about. We
generally not since I learned to bite my tongue. And Malifaux, because it's shit.
We generally don't bash other things, and we don't like to just moan and complain about things all the time. Do we? Why are you raising your hand?
Because I'm thinking of good counterpoints that are funny.
Okay, we'll go.
I'm thinking about the bashing one. That one is a little bit harder.
We usually do it. I mean,
we just spent 15 minutes ripping Taco Bell a new one for giving you a taco salad.
Yeah, but that's Taco Bell. That's not Games Workshop. Or, I mean, that's...
Give us time.
Yeah.
It's not Zappity Grumble yet.
It's not Kings of War.
Oh, Kings of War.
Ah, damn it, fighter... Stay standing, motherfucker! Jesus! What the hell's going on? Did you just puke?
No, I had like a weird burp pickup thing. I'm sorry.
That noise shouldn't come out of anyone who isn't dying in a film.
That film, you get shot, you go,
in a Western.
That noise comes out of people who eat Taco Bell. So,
in about 10 seconds, it's going to be amazing when chat catches up with that noise. What
the fuck was that?
I still have one more taco to eat.
You don't have to eat it.
I have to.
Don't, you need that number. That's half the number.
I'm holding it.
Okay, good. Here, you can have my happy math. This. You can close it. Yeah, it's good. We got there, folks.
Great audio podcast.
More evidence that we should be chaotic evil.
True story.
I'm probably not going to eat the hard shell taco now because it's a hard shell taco.
And by now it's half of a soft shell taco because the bottom where the meat is starts to get soft.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest part, is when you got the crunchy top.
Yeah, when the hard shell bottom falls out, and you're like, something has gone wrong with my life.
So was the double-sized chalupa a sandwich?
No. No, because it just had one piece of bread just folded up on the sides.
So you were saying hot dogs aren't a sandwich?
Well, they could be a sandwich.
Is a Philly cheesesteak a sandwich?
A Philly cheesesteak is a sandwich, yeah.
But that's a single piece of bread.
No. Yeah, it is. Depends on where you get it at.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
The canonical example is a single piece. Is not cut off.
So it's like, a Subway
roll.
Book?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a sandwich.
I
don't consider that one. Thing is, when you eat a Philly cheese stab...
Philly cheese stab?
Philly cheese stab. When you eat a Philly cheese stab, it's not like it's, this. It's on its side like this. Or, I'm sorry,
okay.
On its side like this.
is this a sandwich?
No, that's a box.
No, I mean
it's
now
a broken box
is,
for tacos.
Is the chalupa in here a sandwich now that I've rotated at 90 degrees?
No. No.
Okay, so if you take a Philly cheesesteak and rotate it.
Why are we talking about sandwiches?
Cause.
Because it's this or Bahi Europe?
Yeah. Hey, guess what? If you put a pint glass on a base, it's not a fucking model. There's my Bahi Europe conversation. I don't give a shit what customs cost. You're in an expensive hobby. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I bought Forge World. Like,
yeah.
I mean, felt your pain.
Considering how much of us have purchased Forge World over the years.
I had to spend $70 for a goddamn Eldar tank turret.
Yeah, and it's expensive, and that's why Forge World is Forge World.
Yeah,
and that's why eventually Forge World started opening up a printing shop in the U.S. After 20 years of Forge World, though.
Of enough people buying it to prove that it was a business decision to do so.
Yeah,
yeah, of enough people not putting pint glasses on a large base and then posting it on Facebook and laughing about it.
Well, for a model that doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah.
Because that model does not exist. It's not out there at all for the well of, or the circle's well of eternity or whatever the hell it is.
Speaking of which, side rant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If something comes out of CID and it's different than the last week of CID, you did not get nerfed.
It's a nerf. It's a nerf.
That example does not exist.
It's a nerf. You all know that. It's a nerf. Dan's gonna kill me.
Fucking idiot hippies.
It is rather annoying. It's basically
circle CID.
It is the circle CID slash one thing in Legion slash Rashad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they change how Carnivore works. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, just because so the CID is a process where they develop the rules with the community involved.
It's Gedorix, not Brennos, is the one that people are shitting themselves over. They're saying Gedorix is like game breakingly idiotically powerful.
It's fine.
He's fine. But yeah, I mean, CID is built with the community, and then when the rules finally full come out
on Friday during Clog Gun,
I mean, it's not,
like I said, it's for the community, not Europe.
What is Gedorix's animus?
Spiny growth.
Right. And so they were saying that rapid healing plus spiny growth is just broken and it's unkillable and anything that attacks it will die. And Gedorix is way too good. Blah, 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 blah.
Have you seen what models do to Colossals and Gargantuans now?
Excuse you. Gedorix heals D3 damage and you take D3 damage. That's uncounterable.
Counterpoint, Vulcan.
Nope. No, shut up.
You just shoot him off the face of the earth.
No,
that's basically what you
no,
can do.
No, it's impossible because he heals D3 every time. It's literally impossible to kill him. Oh. And any beast you send into him will die trying.
Oh.
Have you not read the internet?
Oh.
It was on the internet. I checked.
Fuck. I bought like 3 Gedorixes.
Yeah, well, you should run 3 Gedorixes. They're really good.
Yeah, you should run like 3 Loki.
Really, just anyone who doesn't play Circle should quit the game forever because it's over.
3 Gedorix and 2 Loki and a Brennos.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a stable of wrestlers.
I mean, you still have Brennos to be the heel. And
ooh, and Caliban? Is Caliban in it?
Oh, yeah. Caliban also had Carnivore.
Yeah. Any caster at Carnivore got updated changed, with the new Carnivore.
I didn't know there was a new Carnivore.
They moved Carnivore's RFP trigger to Destroyed so that corpse-based things still work. Because otherwise Morvana would put Carnivore on a Tharn unit.
And fuck herself over?
Yes.
And fuck them over?
Yes. Yeah. Multiple things over.
Yeah. So. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But yeah, you know, Circle CID came out. Archangel got better.
Yeah, Archangel got flying high.
Yeah, and 2 points cheaper.
Yeah.
Pretty and pretty Pathfinder.
Cool. Look at that.
Well, didn't it have Pathfinder already?
No.
It had flight.
Yeah, which meant if it walked up to a hurricane or Aurora shot out with her spell and the brief moment before Aurora died from charging her, it didn't have Pathfinder. So if you put it in rough terrain, it might not get to you.
Oh, I thought Huges had Pathfinder naturally.
Not innately. Although I think all of them do now, but it is not a base function of the rules.
Hmm.
Probably so they don't have to answer how Pathfinder works on a structure.
Well, if it has zero movement and cannot be placed or anything.
Have you met the people who play this game?
That's true, too.
True story, forget, bro. This is the gaming. Like, I do like the people who love this game, but these are the people who had to be explained that placed and placed are not the same thing.
Yeah,
but they are. It's like living and non-living.
Well, so you can't.
Or
deploy...
I mean, undead and non-living. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was not a living model versus a non-living model.
Correct.
But yeah, the fact that huge base models couldn't be deployed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
You know, Colossal and Gargantuan specifically. You could not deploy a Colossal or a Gargantuan.
David isn't here, so you're not going to get backup for that statement right now.
Pedantry is important. Yeah. Pedantry is not important, but
sticklerism
can be, like, there's a point, right? There's a point where when you're arguing that not a living and a non-living aren't the same exact words, you can fuck yourself. And usually, like, I am the furthest you can get until that moment.
Like, why are you raising your hand all the time? Dan is a very polite podcast member. He just doesn't want to interrupt.
Do you counter that?
He's like,
you're on the line. Well, yeah, actually, you said.
Because the reason I go that far is that I try to stop it. Like, when the judge program was more involved in actually writing rules and stuff like that, I would catch those little things, and I'd be like, some asshole is going to see that this line says not a living and this line says non-living, correct, and they're going to give you trouble. We need to stop it first.
Correct.
I was never that asshole. I just am very picky to get those wordings correct so that those assholes don't have a place to live.
Correct. Which is why you get up to the line.
Right. It's like to you have to become the thing that you must hunt.
You stare into the abyss.
Right. I am Batman to fight. No, I won't get myself Batman. I'm the Green Hornet to David's actual crime kingpin.
Clever girl.
Yeah, like the Green Hornet was a velociraptor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What? Like, what? Just a random Muldoon quote?
It was just going in my mind the whole time.
Just random Muldoon quote.
You just have to think, you have to think like a raptor.
That, I mean, yeah. I become the thing that must be hunted. You know, it is.
It made sense in my mind when I was thinking about it for 5 minutes. Did you think
Muldoon, like, put on a raptor costume and ran around?
Yeah, like the blow-up T-Rex costumes? Yeah. What would a raptor do to that if they saw something like that?
I don't know. We know that the raptor in Jurassic Park just played with Muldoon for a little while and then licked his face like a puppy and then they skipped away together happily.
That did not happen.
That is canon.
In the book, right?
No, in the book he blew them up with rocket launchers.
Oh.
It was amazing.
It's really fucking amazing.
I thought, he died?
He survives in the book.
Canonically, the movie Muldoon also lives because they wanted him to be in the follow-up comic books. The raptor tackles him, and those noises and screams you hear are it just playing with him. Like when your puppy dog wants to play and wrestle with you, it's just wrestling with him. Because
alternatively, there's some sweet raptor love.
Because if I remember correctly on that sequence, immediately after she jumps out at him, move in.
It pans to a raptor with a snake slithering across it.
Right. It's the one he's looking at, which is the main female.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's looking at her, and then the other one comes to his side, and he goes, "Hey, it's you." That's his famous line, I think, right? He goes, "Hey, it's you." And then it jumps on him, and then it cuts back to the lead female's eye, like Dan said, with like a snake in front of it or whatever, as you hear Muldoon screaming and the raptor shrieking. But it turns out it wasn't eating him. They were just play fighting because the raptors loved him because they respected him as a member of their pack because he also was a hunter, I guess. I don't know, shrug. That's the explanation for him being alive in the follow-up comics.
Sweet, sweet raptor love.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's similar to how in the book Ian Malcolm dies and his corpse is nuked and this results in him having a mild limp.
That's what my argument is basically is taken directly from Star Trek II. He is hit with basically the nuke regenerates him.
Oh, so, so it's you like think Genesis. Costa Rica used the Genesis device?
Yes, exactly.
On Isla Isla Sorna was the first one. Isla,
yes. No, Isla Nublar.
Nublar, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so Costa Rica used a Genesis device on Isla Nublar.
Correct.
Sure.
Genesis. So Raptorcon.
Genesis.
Terracon. There we go. We got there.
What about Terracon? What?
It's a convention for horror movie enthusiasts.
Mm.
Terracon.
No. That should be the name of the Monpok convention.
Terracon,
yeah.
Or if it was a rap, it was a singer like Chaka Khan, but it was a dinosaur. Terracon, I think I love you, Terracon. And then, I feel for you. Think I love you. You don't know enough Chaka Khan songs, apparently.
No, I don't know.
Or I know too many Chaka Khan songs.
No, yes. Way too many.
I know one of them.
Yes.
Jim had mentioned that you don't subscribe to that Malcolm is a as a clone?
No.
That's worse.
That's worse.
Yeah, what if they got that clone wrong? What if they got it mixed with like some fly DNA or something like that?
You know, can you imagine how really fucking stupid it would be if a Jurassic Park film randomly introduced a human clone for no reason? That would be really fucking stupid, wouldn't it? In theory.
Did they do that in the recent one?
Hypothetically, yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
I missed your rant about that.
Yeah. There was too many other things to rant about in that shitty movie. I glossed right over the fact that a random character is a clone for literally no reason.
Oh. They should... Oh. Who'd they clone?
A random little girl. So there's
like, oh, maybe like, is it like she died of like cancer or something like that?
What it is okay. There's Hammond from Jurassic Park.
I love hurting Nathan.
So they introduce in Jurassic World 2, Fallen Kingdom 1, Jurassic yeah, Park
Hammond had a partner.
5.
Happy Fun Time Go.
Jurassic Park 5, Jurassic World 2, Fallen Kingdom 1 is the title of this film. That he had a partner that's literally the exact same character because they're bad at coming up with characters. And this guy has a granddaughter, but it turns out the granddaughter is actually a clone of his daughter who died in a car accident. And this plot twist is introduced so that late in the film, she can go, oh, the dinosaurs are clones and I'm a clone. And that's a line she says, and then the movie's over. Like, it never matters. It's irrelevant.
It doesn't matter if she's a clone at all. Nope.
Doesn't matter at
all. She didn't know that she was a clone the whole time?
And she finds out, and then, like, the dinosaurs are... Like, the closest it comes to mattering, and since I know there's pedants in the chat, the closest it comes to mattering is the dinosaurs are all in a room full of poison gas, and they're all dying. And then the adults are like, we can't kill... Or we can't save them. We have to let them die, because they don't belong on the Earth. And then she's like, but they're clones like me. And she pushes the button to let them out. And then all the dinosaurs escape, and so much for humanity. I mean, she also could just, you know, push the button because life is important, or because she likes dinos, or she could just not...
Or she's a dumb six-year-old.
Or she's a dumb six-year-old.
Okay, so, hold on. This might actually lead up to, like, the best movie of all time, though.
Jurassic Park 6, Jurassic World 3, Fallen Kingdom 2, Planet of the Dinosaurs 1.
Executive yes. producer okay. Michael Bay, directed by
exactly. Ubel. No, it could be like the jump from like Resident Evil 2 to Resident Evil 3, where it's like just a wasteland. It could be like that.
Yeah, and no, and so that's like yeah,
just like dinosaurs running around like Mad Max style.
Correct. That's actually what it's going to be.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
And the reason this happened is because like 7 dinosaurs got loose. Somehow,
but, and we can't like, hide them.
But maybe, I mean, we already talked about this with the whole asexual reproduction and laying eggs.
That's not in these movies.
Yeah, but hold on.
I mean, they switched genders in Jurassic Park 1.
Right, but you still kind of need 2 of them, right? Like, there's one T-Rex
that
yeah, have out.
5 spares. Just think of the mechanics.
That's all so fucking dumb.
Just think about it. So, and we can't possibly ever hunt down 7 of these beasts either. Yeah. Can't possibly.
I mean, they're raptors. They can fly fighter jets.
They've all gotten the Zilla's stealth gene.
Yeah.
That was what they put in there. It's like Zilla stealth gene, done.
Yeah. And I don't... Why did they need to go get the dinosaurs off the island when they had a lab where they could just grow new dinosaurs? It seems easier. Seems a lot easier.
No, but those are the...
Also, remember... Remember when in Jurassic World 1, when Star-Lord was good at the training aminals, and so that's why the aminals trusted him, was because Star-Lord was good at the training the aminals?
Mm-hmm.
No, turns out that one raptor just randomly likes the peoples.
Oh, Blue likes peoples?
Blue just likes the peoples.
Aww.
And they actually make a point, like that they retcon its backstory to show that like all the other raptors would attack him when they were babies, but when Blue was a baby, it instinctively was nice to things. So it's not that he's good at training, it's just that Blue's really shitty at being a predator and would have died in a week in the wild.
From his brother eating him.
Yeah, or starvation, because what kind of predator doesn't fucking attack weak things?
Speaking of...
humanity?
Speaking of predators...
Also, sister, not brother. Me.
Whatever.
Predators.
He frogged.
he frogs over to Brotherhood just to kill Blue.
Correct. Alex Jones.
He can give me the details.
Gay frogs!
The Rogan thing had a very interesting segment in there about vegan cats.
Yes, it did. I saw an article this morning about a lady with a vegan fennec fox, and it, number one, made me think of that, and number two, made me want to find her and beat her to death.
Yeah. With said fox who
wants with to... anything.
Well, the fox needs to be put out of its misery.
Yeah. Poor fucking fox.
Yeah, like I said,
if you're a vegan, get a goddamn herbivore pet. It's not hard, right?
Get a guinea pig.
There's plenty of them. Get a rabbit. Get a guinea pig. Get anything that eats fucking plants.
Don't get a hamster because they'll eat each other sometimes.
Also, it's fucking weird that vegans won't eat honey because it's mean to force bees to produce honey, but you're okay having a pet in general. Like, why the fuck are you even having a pet as a vegan?
Yeah.
But if you're gonna be a hypocrite that way, at least get a fucking herbivore so they don't have to murder the poor thing by starving it.
Yeah. There's a thing. Carnivores require that type of protein. It's, you know, they will die. And it's like the point in there, too, is like, oh, Fluffy had so many, had 5 good years together. Yes. Like, oh, God. Cats are supposed to live a little bit longer than that.
Live long and hate everything.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Oh, well. It's like people who give their newborn infant soy milk or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zappity.
Crumble. Do we have any more announcements? Because honestly, that's what we've been talking about is announcements.
Just, I suppose. Yeah.
Filled with tangents.
War Machine Weekend, Game Hole Con, ATC, CID drop. Yeah, we're done with announcements.
Oh, wait. Chat's going back and forth because somebody said there was a new Dresden show, and then somebody else said that was a false. Correct. And that's where I was. But then somebody else said that actually Butcher says that the claim that it was false, and now it's actually true.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think it's on Sci-Fi? Is it Skiffy?
The old one was on Sci-Fi.
The old one was on Sci-Fi. This one's on, this one was on Amazon or something like that.
When I saw it, it claimed it was going to be on Fox.
But then that was rescinded.
Half the season.
But is it unrescinded? So is it scinded?
Is it happening?
I don't know.
Is it happening for a season and a half that we can enjoy it? Because...
Now I just kind of want to go watch the intro to Family Guy season 3, where it lists the 80 shows that get canceled.
I think it was season 4, though.
Or is it 4? Whatever. It was 4, you're right. But that is an amazing, 50 seconds.
It is a very amazing, 50 seconds.
Family Guy can be amazing at times, and most of the time it's schlock.
Seasons 3 through, 7 are good.
Yeah.
And then, most animated series, it tanks.
Yeah.
Most series, it goes too long.
Correct.
Yeah. The only issue I have with the new, if it does happen, I'm not attached to the series at all because I haven't read any of the books. I've only, in passing, listened to you guys talk about the series. But the fact that it's on Fox and not on some other cable channel...
Or
a pseudo cable channel, like Sci-Fi or somebody like that. It doesn't sound good to me at all. I mean, Fox doesn't handle sci-fi well. Fox doesn't handle fantasy well.
Fox doesn't handle well.
Yeah, Fox doesn't handle well. They'll get their one popular show and then they'll shove it down your throats for the first 2 seasons. And then for the 3rd season, they'll throw it on some fucking time slot you never heard of. And then that show will go away. Or they'll just cancel it after the first season.
Yeah, well, you know.
I love that feature.
Twitch's automatic delete a link.
Yep.
Somebody's trying to post a link.
Or something.
Something in there. Yeah.
Anyways, there was at least one Zappity Grumble high up in chat. And I know there are at least 2 Facebooks. Unless we have any other topics. We've been going for an hour, hour and a half.
No, somebody else had posted it on here too. So let's just start the Zappity Grumbles on the website or on the Facebooks.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Zappity Grumbles. We're going to try to go through them quick this time.
Okay.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, get ready for 45 minutes of ramble.
Yep. What board game best describes your life these days? The game of life is a cheaty answer, but fair game.
Well, if I had to answer that particular question, which again was what board game best describes your life these days, I believe that was the question.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I had to answer that, I'd probably have a good answer. Let me just think about it for a minute or so.
I just came up with a good concept for a new board game, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll talk about it off air.
Is it Titanic versus EnviroBear?
Titanic versus Iceberg.
Iceberg versus EnviroBear?
No.
Can EnviroBear be driving the Titanic?
Iceberg, dead ahead!
Ice EnviroBear?
Yeah.
I like how we both did that same thing. No, but... oh, my God. I'm going to... I have to write it down.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah.
It's going to be a politically incorrect board game that I'm thinking of. So I'm going to... It's going to be awesome.
I don't think...
I'm going to eat a taco.
I don't think Endless Hellscape is a board game.
Monopoly.
Can we choose video game? Because I would choose Doom Eternal.
That is a good descriptor.
Well, I mean, the new game, Doom Eternal.
Yeah, true story.
Zappity.
No, we're it's a rapid fire, so we have to take, we have to answer it before we move on. That's how it works, right? I'm going really quickly. Dan, you didn't give your answer yet.
I got nothing.
What, I can repeat the question if it's helpful, Dan, what? In this rapid-fire round.
What board game best describes your life these days?
Is the game Life a fair answer?
It is a fair answer.
Okay.
It's cheaty.
Okay. So again, Dan, in case you didn't hear Andy, yeah. What board game best describes your life these days?
Jim says he'll take video games, too.
You have cheese in your beard.
Oh, wait, I can do video games?
It's a Tuesday.
Cool. I will do Red Dead Redemption 2, because that is my life right now.
And I will do Gwent, because that is my life right now.
That's fucking cheating.
No.
Both of you. World of Warcraft for me.
Mine is forever leveling alts.
Thank you, Jim, for getting us out of that one.
All right. Zappity.
Grumble.
All right. What is the best Halloween candy? Also, what candy makes you want to TP the house it is giving? Wait. Also, what candy makes that is giving it?
Oh. Jesus, how hard is it to read that sentence?
I can't read.
You're in taco mode. You can't read and taco.
I can't read and taco.
Either that or he's had a stroke.
Spill toast.
The best Halloween candy. See, yeah. I'm not going to cheat and be like, oh, Snickers bars or whatever, because that's not a Halloween candy, right? All candy is Halloween candy if you get it on Halloween. We need to go Halloween specific, which gets you down to basically three or so choices.
Mm-hmm. The goddamn shit candy corn.
You got candy corn and the Harvest Medley that's just candy corn, but some of them are shaped like pumpkins, right? It's the same candy.
Yeah.
You got Reese's Pumpkins, which Reese's Pumpkins are legit because any Reese's peanut butter cup shaped not like a peanut butter cup is better than a Reese's peanut butter cup because the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is altered.
Correct. Yes. Like there's like there's no there's chocolate.
Yeah, there's it's like no chocolate.
So good.
But I'm going to go with a Dark Horse one that people kind of forget about until it's there and you go, oh, I fucking remember these from when I was a kid and they're legit good, which is the Mary Janes. Which are those like...
You give a pot?
They're in the black and orange wax paper wrappers, and they're like they look like taffy, but they have the actual peanut butter like in the middle of them. It's peanut butter taffy with peanut butter core in the black and orange wrappers. That shit's legit.
They can easily put needles in.
Yes, just whole hypodermic needles just sticking through it.
It's good because of the heroin.
But those things are great. I mean, Reese's pumpkin is nice, but so is a Reese's egg and a Reese's tree. But I'm going with the Mary Janes.
It's basically it's like a peanut butter taffy.
As long as we can all agree that candy
with
corn
actual
is
peanut
awful.
Butter in the core.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, as long as we can all agree, candy corn is awful.
No, I like candy corn.
You're fucking wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've actually had the candy corn Oreos, and they're not bad.
I can tolerate candy corn.
It's not something I will eat all the time. It's not like...
These are also apparently also called peanut butter kisses, but you know those fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like...
I mean, they're no Reese's, but...
No, no.
Like...
But when I think Halloween candy, sure. Like a candy that is only Halloween and screams October 31st to
yes,
me.
But you don't understand. Like, my son does not, like, fully comprehend what Reese's are for Halloween because my wife and I just steal them all out of his bag.
Fair.
He doesn't know what they are then, so...
No, he found the stash from last year later, but...
You guys could have hid the wrappers or something?
No, he found the bag of Reese's that we had pulled out of his stuff.
Aww.
Because we didn't eat them fast enough.
You should eat them fast enough. I don't understand that. You're not good parenting. If they're not all gone and evidence is destroyed, you're not good parenting. Yeah, no, I don't mind candy corn, but it's not like the other holiday foods that I enjoy the most, which is I love Valentine's Day because I love chalk, and chalk is my favorite candy in the world. I love the little hearts. The little heart candies with the little messages on them.
That's not Halloween.
I know it's not Halloween.
What the hell, man? You right, need to rage slap something.
Yep.
All right, Zabity.
Grumble.
Oh, yeah. What candy makes you want to TP the house?
Candy corn?
Yeah, I'm probably candy corn. Or, like, it's one of those fucking places that instead of the individual boxes of raisins...
Yeah, I've had the raisins on there.
I don't hate raisins as an adult, but as a kid / as someone getting free shit on Halloween, that is not right.
Yeah.
That I fuck you.
Yeah,
that little box, you get it, you think it's nerds, and then it turns out to be raisins. I am shitting on your door.
That is that your trick?
Yes,
Zappity.
Rumble.
So Andrew Grove posts, more Tom Brenneman.
Okay.
Question mark.
Isn't it Thorn Brenneman or something?
Oh, Thorn Brenneman.
No, Thom. As much Brenneman. Thom Brenneman as you can get. You can never have enough Thom Brenneman.
You should probably look that up before you say that.
I am.
What the fuck is this guy?
I don't know.
Some sportscaster.
What?
Oh, maybe he was one of the Packers.
Thom Brenneman. Oh, Cincinnati Reds sportscaster.
Maybe college casting, Joe Buck. Oh, he's filling in for NFL stuff because Joe Buck is doing the World Series.
Oh.
Oh, that's another reason why I didn't watch the World Series.
No, it must have been signed with the Packers game today.
I think so.
Craig,
I think it was.
Collinsworth.
I mean...
I didn't pay attention to the Packers game.
If he got Joe Buck off the calling crew, he's okay.
Well, I would, yeah.
Chad asked if the chalk candy hearts are no longer being made. They are a Necco product, and there was a concern that Necco products were going away, including the Necco wafers that nobody outside of me and children from the 1930s love. I fucking love Necco wafers.
Chocolate Necco wafers.
Any like Necco wafer. Necco wafers are great.
I like them.
But
it's chalk.
They were going away, but as with everything else, when it goes away, somebody else buys it. It's just how Twinkies went away for a nanosecond, right?
And so, Toys R Us.
Well, Toys R Us is still currently gone, but there's talk it's
coming
back.
There's talk it's coming back.
But
why? No one loved it when it was here. Yeah. Only when it was gone.
Yeah.
Well, we love the nostalgia it represents. It does not need to exist as a thing.
Correct.
It's like people who get nostalgic about typing with a typewriter. Yeah, okay, no. Like, don't do it. It's fucking terrible. But Necco, I think Necco did get saved. Like, somebody bought out the factories, so they're going to keep making them.
But the candies that Jim is talking about, the candy hearts, I'm talking about Brock's. Brock's candies.
Oh, the Packers lost. Interesting.
Yeah.
They were up 10 to nothing.
No.
27-29.
Yeah.
Someone fumbled.
No, they got safety and then a bunch of other things.
No, there was a fumble on a kickoff return.
Oh.
Whatever.
29-27, you said?
Yep.
It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets a team that's basically, that was undefeated.
Correct.
Their defense actually did really good against this team. There was just some offensive hiccups. But, yeah, all right, so, yeah, I don't know who, whatever. Need to bleh. Zappity, crumble. XCOM, Enemy Within, best of the three reboots, because it is. I haven't played XCOM in a long time.
Every XCOM game is a good game.
Yeah.
All right. And you said there was some in chat. Which I don't know where my mouse is. There it is. I don't know how far up.
Whee!
This is great because we're all sitting there looking for chat. Somebody.
There was a question that you just passed.
What?
So Travis wants to know what we're excited to do at War Machine Weekend this weekend.
I'm forever chained to the Hobby Lounge desk, so if you guys go to Sugar Fire or something like that, please remember me.
Can I airbrush in the Hobby Lounge?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll remember you for Sugar Fire.
Okay. You'll probably be airbrushing in a corner.
Okay.
Someplace, possibly with, you know, yeah. I mean, as long as you have a reasonably quiet compressor, there are classes that are going on that, you know.
I'm going to play board games for 72 hours.
I'm going to build three trains if I can buy three trains.
Oh, and somebody asked how much Mompoc we'll play.
Depends how much Mompoc I can buy.
Yep.
Left this floral cabal. That's such a good typo.
Well, there's a couple there at the bottom there, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read them. Thoughts on the Good Omens Amazon show.
What?
I don't know.
That's my thoughts on it.
Good Omens is an amazing book, and the show does have David Tennant, who is an amazing actor. So I am very excited. It looks good. No pun intended. Counterpoint, thoughts on the Brazilian electoral results. The world is a never-ending hellscape. Death cannot come soon enough for all of us. For the people who voted for the guy that won Brazil, and for people who vote for that way in general, death is too good for him. For the rest of us, death is a sweet, sweet release.
I assume somebody unsavory had won the election.
Imagine if there's Pokemon, he is the next evolution of Trump.
He's
Trumpier than Trump.
All right, CNN headline. Brazil elects far-right candidate Jair something as president after a violent and polarizing campaign that included him being stabbed.
You watched Jim Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one recently where he was playing like the fighting game on Steam that was just minorities coming at you when you murdered them because they're evil minorities?
I did not.
That was made by this guy's ad campaign. So it's like if Trump's campaign had released a video game where you walk around the street murdering gays and women and minorities.
So basically it would be as if Trump didn't, because he doesn't deny it. He doesn't.
He doesn't acknowledge it.
Released a game where you go around killing gay people and minorities and women.
Wow. Jesus
Christ. But hey, they won. So nationalism and bigotry get it done because we live in hell.
But we're not in Florida.
The world is becoming Florida.
But that's America's as Florida wing.
Goes underwater. Once again, the political views of Crippled System are those of the individual. Fuck you.
I didn't see any other Zappity Grumbles for Twitters, so I guess we're off to the races.
Does the grid map make Mompoc a board game? Interesting question. No.
I would
Nathan says no. Andy says yes. I say it's a sandwich.
I say it's a... Because you don't technically need those monsters. They're basically just tokens.
Oh, dear God.
So are the models. You can take a large base and put stats on it, and War Machine's just tokens.
As long as there's a glass.
I consider that being a miniature game, though, because you're not actually have everything predetermined. Like, Blood Bowl is a board game.
Sure. Okay. Is HeroClix a board game?
HeroClix is shit.
Why not? Because doesn't it still use... that's all spaces, right?
That's grid.
It's all grid. I never played HeroClix, so I don't know.
It's grid.
I would consider that a board game, yeah.
All right, Dungeons & Dragons is a board game?
No.
Only when played competitively.
I mean, Dungeons & Dragons uses grid.
It doesn't have to.
The rules all support it now.
In fact, you don't even need that technically for D&D. You don't even need... You can use your imagination.
My imagination went out the door about the time we got an Apple II.
But, I mean, if we're for something like Mompoc, where it is, like, literally the board size, I mean, the board itself is like a board. I consider it as, it's a hybrid. I can't. Can we meet in the middle and call it a hybrid? It's a board miniature game?
No.
Why we can't compromise here?
No. Because everything's so polarized nowadays, you can never meet in the middle.
So, like I said,
Nathan says no. Andy says yes. I ask if it's a sandwich.
His Mon Pock is definitely a sandwich.
Yeah, it's definitely a sandwich. I mean, you got two monsters.
And the board is the bread.
Yeah.
But there's only one.
Right. And I'm on that, where the one piece of bread, you're still a sandwich. So
but I thought you said tacos weren't sandwiches.
No, tacos are a sandwich.
Okay.
I'm all on board with tacos being a sandwich.
I thought you were the other way around on that one, but
I am very chaotic with like pretty much anything's a sandwich in my book.
Is a burrito a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
I count wraps as a form of sandwich.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm fuck you. Ravioli is just a bowl full of sandwiches. A Pop-Tart is a breakfast sandwich.
I think I remember you yelling at me about suggesting a Pop-Tart being a Pop-Tart.
They're all sandwich. Everything's a sandwich.
It's a pastry.
Is this fake sandwich news?
I'm not sure if I believe in your worldviews of sandwiches now. When did you conform? When did you change? I swear you yelled at me about Pop-Tarts.
I know I caught David with something. I don't even fucking remember what a sandwich is. Is a callback a sandwich?
I'm an idiot. All right. What else we got?
Oh, that's it. I mean, we're down to recommendations.
Are we? Are we sure not we're doing more announcements?
No, we're done with announcements.
All right. I recommend Red Dead Redemption 2. It is very pretty. It is a long-ass campaign. I'm like 28 hours in. I'm less than 20%.
Fuck. You have kids? How are they alive still?
I also have a wife who understood this was coming. I also started playing at 11 o'clock Thursday night.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, 28 hours in 3 days is... That's a lot of...
Wait, for a while, I was ahead of Brian.
Hold on. I guess I have no reason to talk. You play. No, not even WoW. Like, how much Dead Cells did I play on my vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played a lot.
I also was off on Friday. So,
Chad is asking, are cheesecakes a pie or a cake? The answer is they are a tort.
I thought he was still angry at you, though.
Huh?
I thought he was still angry at you.
Who, Black?
No, Tort.
Tort? Probably. He liked something I posted on Facebook like a month ago.
No, the healing has begun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want a little bit of tort reform.
I do miss Tort.
And that's fine. I recommend Halloween. The Halloween? New film, Halloween. It has a guy named Michael Myers, and he stabs people, and they die.
Comedian from Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Yep.
That is another good Robot Chicken sketch.
Yep.
You know, do you own the Blu-ray of regular Halloween?
The original film?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What I wanted to do, because it's been a very long time since I've seen Halloween.
So you want to watch them back to back?
I wanted to watch them back to back.
So it's very good. So the original film. Huh?
Go ahead.
No.
Oh, side anecdote. I've been trying to teach my son to go through the baby monitor.
That's Friday the 13th. That's not Halloween.
Close enough.
I was actually always a Jason guy. Over Michael Myers. But so the original film, good movie, very groundbreaking, you know, build a genre, good for it. Whole bunch of sequels. In the course of like six sequels, there have been four reboots. Like the series just doesn't know what to do with itself. It just keeps going all the fuck over the place.
Two, three. Because H2O is basically this movie again.
Halloween 4 ignores Halloween 3. Halloween 6 ignores 3, 4, and 5. Like, this is the fourth reboot.
So this is rebooted as many times as Godzilla.
Yeah. So the point is it doesn't know it to itself. And that's fine, right? Okay, whatever. But if you ignore all that middle... And it became a parody of itself. Like it got bad. And worse than bad, it got irrelevant. Like, it just didn't matter. But if you watch the first Halloween, this is a direct sequel to it that ignores all the other stuff, including... Even the other soft reboot stuck with Laurie Strode being Michael Myers' sister. That is out the window in this one.
Because that was I watched something recently that kind of talked about all the Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Eli Roth's. horror thing.
And there was the, not even HCO, whatever, there was the fucking Rob Zombie Halloweens that rebooted and forgot all about those. So this is those, like the fifth one.
But I mean, that doesn't, I don't consider those, like the Friday the 13th and the Halloween recent remakes, even Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Sure, all they're three like of those, separate, yeah.
They're just separate things. I don't consider them being part of the original series.
Sure. Well, so there's a canonical sequel to the first one. And the big thing that this does for me that made me appreciate Michael Myers more compared to just being not Jason was Michael Myers has zero motivation in this movie.
He's just...
at all. Okay. Like, there's not the Laurie Strode sister thing. There's no whatever. It's literally just he kills. That's all he does is kill. And his only motivation is because he kills.
Okay. I'm gonna practice my stabbing.
He's just, yeah. So there's a sequence in this that's like one nice long shot. It's really well done. But like, he's just walking down the street and he looks over and there's like an open shed and he walks in and there's a hammer and he grabs the hammer and he walks in the house and he just beats a lady to death, like with no hesitation. And he just grabs a knife, walks to the next house and just stabs someone through the neck and then walks to the next house. And he just walks and kills for no reason at all. It's just indiscriminate evil.
Yikes.
And it's really fucking scary because it's just, you know, there's no why to it. And so there aren't like the Friday the 13th thing where, you know, he's going after people who misbehave and there's no Candyman where if you say the name three times, it's just sometimes you're in your house making dinner and some fucking guy with a hammer just clubs your brain in. And it's really fucking creepy. Also, what they do with the characters, like with the Laurie Strode character and everything's really good, because they kind of do a little bit of the Terminator 2, where the survivor becomes like a hyper-prepared, you know, combat thing like they did with Sarah Connor. Sure. But they twist it a little because she's still, like, insane. It's just really good. I would recommend it and check it out. It's solid. And like I said, yeah, if you haven't seen the original one in a long time, make a doubleheader out of it.
There you go. I had just entered my text to win an Xbox One X Platinum Edition.
Okay.
My recommendation, I don't really have one. I just, everyone else had a nice elaborate one. I recommend, I guess, give it a watch, see if you like it. As my standard recommendations are, is Mayans MC, which is from the creators of Sons of Anarchy. If you actually liked Sons of Anarchy, except for up to the last season, which was just kind of just bleh. I mean, Kurt Sutter does decent crime dramas. This seems to be less soap opera than what Sons of Anarchy was.
Does it have Peggy Bundy?
She was in it.
Oh, okay, yay!
So they have like. It's basically because it takes place in the same universe. I mean, like, you see Alvarez, the original leader of the Mayans, who was in Sons of Anarchy. He's a prominent role in here. But yeah, there is a couple throwbacks to Sons. The guy who... Did you watch Sons at all?
A couple random episodes.
Do you remember the guy who had, like, wooden hands? Because he would jerk off all the time and they ended up just chopping his hands apart.
That seems excessive response to someone who enjoys masturbating.
Yeah, well, he just didn't stop. He just did it all the time. Like if we were having a conversation here, suddenly then he would just be doing it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So he got Section 8.
Yeah, but he was in the show too, in my end.
Okay.
He's an interesting character. He doesn't ever do that in there. I mean, like, he's past that point because he's got wooden hands now. It's not as pleasurable.
I mean, you could give yourself different hands.
That's true, too. I guess you didn't think of a different attachment.
Like, seriously, just get, like, a fleshlight.
That seemed to be probably more obvious and probably even more gross than just, yeah.
Just saying is all.
Yeah.
Life gives you lemonades. Give yourself lemonade with the robotic vagina built into it.
Yeah. So, like I said, as I started, I started watching Mayans. I'm two episodes in. It's been maybe three, but it's been very brutal. There's some very graphic content in there. They end up, it's hard to say. You can see what happens when somebody gets like a whole pot full of boiling grease thrown on them.
It goes badly.
It definitely goes badly for that person.
Yeah.
This sounds like what happens when you meet a stranger in the Alps.
Yes.
It's what happens if you feed a stork scrambled eggs. What?
I'm going to turn this Monday to Friday plane
around. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the pot of grease thing in Watchmen.
That's in a series that's coming out, too, on HBO's.
Yeah, that's
a thing.
That's is it HBO's?
It's a thing.
We don't know why it's a thing.
I definitely don't know why it's a thing.
Alan Moore is upset. That's the one thing we can guarantee in this world is that Alan Moore is upset about it.
Alan Moore is upset about everything.
Yeah, that's very true, too.
Did I tell a story about how he and Frank Miller are angry at each other for believing in different forms of magic?
No, I didn't know that, but...
Alan Moore and Frank Miller.
Yeah. One should have a camera and the other one should not. I don't know if Alan Moore has ever directed anything, but no, I've seen Frank Miller direct things, and that's...
Alan Moore is too much of a graphic novelist purist.
What has Frank Miller directed?
The Spirit?
He directed that?
Yeah, I think he did.
I thought that was just based on his version of The Spirit.
No, I think he was heavily involved.
Yep.
Also, it's not he good. Directs Sin City 2?
No, he didn't direct it, but he had hands helping it.
Also shit.
Well, another one of those sequels that's 20 years after anybody cares. It's like, why?
That should have came out right afterwards. I mean, honestly, Jim brings up a good point when he talks about movies like... When you say, like, I like Sin City, he's like, well, really? When was the last time you watched it?
2006.
I'm like, you have a good point there. Yeah, I haven't really watched Sin City since that point.
I'm just saying. That sequel.
And that sequel, yeah.
As they say, strike while the iron is rusting in a field in the middle of nowhere and has been forgotten about.
Mm-hmm,
That's what the phrase is.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make house payments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Clueless is now going to be remade now, too.
At least Clueless is a flawless masterpiece.
Until they remake it.
Maybe that'll be good.
No.
Clue, they're going to do a new one as well.
Yeah.
I think
that's not going to be as good as if they reboot Battleship again. That would be great.
But I think they were saying Ryan Reynolds was going to be in it.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Honestly, if they do that movie, if they do Clue the same way they did the original movie Clue, where they just have like an ensemble comedic cast and just run it like that.
Yep.
It could be amazing. Or they should do it like a shot-for-shot remake.
Sure, that always goes well. Just look at the Psycho.
Yeah, the Psycho remake. That was supposed to be like a restart. Wasn't it supposed to be a reboot?
It's the same movie again. What do you consider that to be?
Or was that supposed to be...
Ding, ding, ding.
What was that director that directed that, too?
Irrelevant?
No, he's an actual guy who does other things. And I knew it. I literally could have told you before this fucking conversation, because that's how my brain's been all day.
Because it was one of those things, like, he remade it shot for shot exactly like that as a point of pointless reboots.
He claims it's a fourth wall break. He said that he did nobody else could.
So it's Dada?
Yes. He said that he did the remake so that nobody else could do the remake, because no matter who made the remake, it would be terrible.
Yeah.
Gus Van Sant.
Yes.
Which, of all the people to claim that, he's the one that I'm really most likely to believe.
Correct. Yeah, he's a really good director.
Well, and he's batshit insane enough to purposely make a bad film.
Without it being a German attached dogs.
Yeah. I learned that from the Red Letter Media guys, because they had that discussion in there in their Psycho series recap or review episode. Other side note, you should watch Red Letter Media. They're awesome. And are we done yet?
Thronebreaker came out, and so
I was already taking care of the announcements.
Okay.
That was Thronebreaker. Like 10 minutes ago.
Still in announcements.
We're always in announcements.
Nothing but announcements.
Announcements forever!
Just end the damn thing.
Announcement. The podcast is over.